Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
On January 10th, you're going to rob that place. Now I'm going to do it with you.
And the cop goes gangster.
Get your tickets.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
To the best heist movie in years.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Den of Thieves 2, rated R. Only in theaters January 10th.
Jack, now with 2024 in the rearview mirror, we're taking a look ahead at the year in politics that's coming up in 2025. Starting locally in Western New York and in New York State, what appears to be the biggest political story in your eyes ahead of 2025?
Well, certainly right here at home is the race for Buffalo mayor. We haven't had a vacancy in Buffalo City Hall in over 20 years. So the race for Buffalo mayor is already fast and furious. We've seen, I think, five candidates announce. And with Buffalo's looming fiscal issues, I think that's going to be a really hot race and will say a lot about the future of Western New York.
We've already heard a number of names and a number of candidates that have thrown their hat into the ring for the mayor's race. I mean, how many people do you see legitimately being in contention to challenge for office come November when people cast their ballot?
Well, I think a lot of this will play out over the next couple months. It's really great to say you're running and say you're a candidate. It is a lot harder to raise the money, build the organization, recruit the volunteers, and frankly, do the petitions and get on the ballot. So, you know, I think we've got at least three really strong candidates in current mayor Chris Scanlon, who, although he hasn't announced, certainly seems to be running, in Garnell Whitfield, and in State Senator Sean Ryan. And interestingly enough, out of the three of them, Ryan is the one who's represented the biggest portion of the city of Buffalo and gotten the most votes there, and also has the most money going into 2025.
What are some of the other notable items that you're watching in races here in Western New York and throughout New York State as we progress into 2025?
Well, sticking with the mayor's race, the New York City mayor's race is going to be incredibly interesting. New York City has an incumbent mayor in Eric Adams, who came in as sort of a darling of the moderate Democratic Party, a pro-law enforcement Democrat, if you will. And he's in all kinds of trouble, and not just because he was indicted. His poll numbers are way down. So seeing what happens with him next year, he's been certainly friendly with the Trump administration, maybe looking to cooperate on some of the immigration maneuvers from the Trump administration. But there are looming big names who might run against him, including former Governor Andrew Cuomo has been mentioned as a possible candidate. And then similarly, there are about somewhere between four and seven other credible candidates in that race. And you know, while New York City is a long way away, the mayor of New York City and the direction of New York City has a lot to do with the direction of the state of New York and even of the country at large. So we'll be watching that one closely.
What are some of the main items of note happening in Albany that will be maybe a talking point once the legislative session returns in January and then going on in the months from there?
In Albany, we're going to see a lot of reaction to what happened in 2024. You know, we've got super majorities of Democrats in both the Assembly and the Senate, and obviously a Democrat, Kathy Hochul, as governor. And a lot of Democrats have taken different lessons from the 2024 presidential race. There are a big group of Assembly members, of state senators, who say Democrats lost because they weren't progressive enough, they weren't far left enough. And so They're already starting to introduce legislation to try to move the state further to the left as a reaction and a counterweight to what's going to happen with Republican control in Washington. And then you've got more moderate Democrats, starting with Governor Hochul, who think that Democrats need to do better at delivering on affordability, on safety, and on some of these other sort of checkbook affordability issues. And so there's going to be a real contrast and a real battle in New York and starting in Albany for the soul of the Democratic Party.
And then what maybe is happening in Washington that you're keeping an eye on that could have ripple effects that impact Western New York in any way?
Well, in Washington, I think we're going to be looking first and foremost to see who from the Trump administration is confirmed. He's nominated a lot of folks who he's close to that he's got relationships with, but we've already seen a nominee for the Justice Department drop out because he didn't have the votes, and there are definitely some other nominees there that some Republicans in the Senate don't like, starting with two of the Democrats or former Democrats he nominated in Robert Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard. So seeing who gets confirmed and sort of what that looks like will dictate a lot of how the rest of the year goes. And similarly, there's a lot going on in tax policy and former and future President Trump's promises on tariffs. Tariffs on China and some of the rest of the world are one thing, but he's also been very clear about tariffs on Canada and what that would do in Buffalo and Western New York, what that would do for our manufacturing sector. Those will have huge impacts, so we'll be watching that very closely and every day.